but again, us executing our game plan during the week, coming out and working hard, and going out there and just putting together a good game on offense.
Now, as a guy who runs the ball, do you expect to see a lot more eight-man boxes and guys stacking the inside to stop the run to see if Matt can make the plays on the outside?
I'm not really sure. I'm not really sure what defense are going to do. I'm not sure how they want to look at the situation going forward, but we know we need to run the ball. That's regardless who's taking the snaps, and so we're going to continue to get better there and be better, especially now than ever, more than ever.
Considering the success you guys had running the ball against the Colts, but also against the Broncos the last time, does that almost make it a better situation with Matt at the quarterback?
Not necessarily. We know we need to run the football, for this offense to move the ball, to move the chains, and we're going to continue to do that. We feel in the running back room that if we could be the spark to this offense, sky's the limit. Obviously, when you got guys in. Low in the box, and then we can throw it on the outside. So, we want the ball in our hands, and we want to take responsibility. If it's, now more than ever, obviously. We're up for the challenge. I know Matt is, and we're not going to change anything. We're going to go out and execute and do what we do.
You guys have run the ball really well the last month or so. The running game has really been going. What's been the key to make you guys successful?
I think again, just trusting the plan. Coach has put a great plan for us during the week. We come out and practice, and we go out and execute. Obviously, it started up front with the O-line, and how they've been playing just has been tremendous. And so, we're going to continue to do that. We know we have to.
Did DeAndre get in there and contribute the way he was able to?
Very nice. Real happy for him. Hoping he had broke that, got 100, but man, extremely happy for him to find the end zone for the first time, and then also, twice on the day. I say it time and time, man, having those guys able to push me and for us to, make each other better, for us all to go out there and contribute to the offense and make plays, we're a dangerous group, and we take pride in being dangerous, and we want to continue that.
What did you see out of DeAndre kind of in the work that he put in practice during those 2 weeks when he was inactive and not a huge role?
Staying patient, but working hard. He's been a hard worker, since the day he's got here. So, again, I was extremely happy for him him to have a good showing like that, and it to pay off. And I know he's not done. I know he wants a lot more. I expect him to. I think we all do. And so now we know, that's the center urgency we need to have at that position for all of us, so we can get this run game going even better.
Latavius, what do you think the difference will be between winning the division and being a wild card team? You guys are a good road team, but just as players, kind of the difference between those two scenarios?
We want to win out so we can, get that bye, but we want to get a home game. We know how important playing at home is, and so, obviously we got to go out there and win, and right now we control that. So if we go out and get a win, then we can have both of those things. That's the only thing we're really focused on, not what can happen if we don't. We just need to go out there and do what we need to do so we can win.
Do you guys expect to hear from Derek before the game at any point?
I'm not sure. I think he'll be back around tomorrow. I know he's not going to take time off or be away from this building if he doesn't have to, just the kind of guy he is. So I guess more importantly, though, is his rest and him getting better.